The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, I believe we have a report in from Trim. Rhiann Kelly.
Hi, Anna. Good morning.
Hi, Rhiann. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, as you said, I'm out here at Trim Castle Hotel and I've just had to step away into a quiet corner. The atmosphere out in the lobby is kind of building. The man himself, Mel Gibson, is supposed to arrive any second now. So there's a crowd beginning to build. Fans with memorabilia, costumes, photographers staking out their positions and staff bustling in and out of the entrance. So, yeah, there's a great buzz here.
And this is a film festival all to celebrate 30 years since Braveheart, Rhiann.
Yeah, so back in 1994, I suppose Braveheart, it was originally set to be filmed entirely in Scotland. And 6 weeks of shooting had already wrapped there when Mel Gibson decided to move most of the production here. So it was a huge moment in time for Irish cinema. And it's genuinely transformed Ireland's place on the cinematic map.
And we have Mel Gibson there today. Do we know what the plan is, the itinerary, who's he with, what's going to happen?
It's all been very under wraps here, so we're kind of just been drip-fed bits of information. The latest I have is that he is apparently in the building, could be in the underground car park here. He will be signing posters here from 11 till 1, but these posters actually have to be pre-booked. So there's a lot of people here who are, you know, who didn't know that, who didn't have the information, and who were just hoping to get a glimpse of the man himself.
Wow, and huge fan base as well, of course. Lots of local extras would have taken part in the movie, didn't they?
Yes, so I spoke to a man a little bit earlier on. He's actually from West Cork. Ken O'Sullivan is one of many extras who are here today hoping to reunite with Mel Gibson 30 years after they got a chance to work with him. Many of them, including Ken, were actually in the Irish Defence Forces. I think there was 1,500 of them that were recruited as extras for the film. So a lot of them back here today, 30 years on, some of them in costume, hoping to get a hello with Mel Gibson.
And you know what, Rhiann, I'm not surprised that they're in costume, because this movie, when they took part in it, of course, they wouldn't have had a clue that it was about to become this iconic cult film.
Exactly. And as Ken said to me earlier on, he was out on a mission and was asked, do you want to be in a movie? And he was like, well, who's in it? And once they said Mel Gibson, he was like, sign me up. And of course, this was Mel Gibson's directorial debut. Ended up getting 5 Oscars out of it. And obviously, it's a cult favourite now. So, you know, it's a good story to be able to tell people that you were in a film that won 5 Oscars.
Well, listen, Hollywood has come to Trim this weekend. We'll let you stay there and soak it all up, and you can keep us posted. We'll be watching Trim very carefully. Rhiann Kelly, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.